CliffCentral.com. Whether you call them bean counters or those that crunch the numbers, you can't get past the importance of efficient accountants. If you run a business or you need to hire an accountant, do you know the benefits of belonging to a professional body? Introducing The Accountable, a progressive pathway to accounting excellence brought to you by SAICA, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants. SAICA is the foremost accountancy body in South Africa and one of the leading institutes in the world. For our second episode, we're chatting to Inga Mulder. She is passionate about all of these things I've just discussed. And what I think makes her particularly interesting is that in respect of the work that she does on a day-to-day basis, she is responsible for SANRAL's accounting. But today, we're talking to her as the CFO of the South African National Roads Agency Limited, the parastatal that's responsible for the management, maintenance, and development of South Africa's road network. Well, it's very nice to talk to you, and thank you for joining us, Inga.
Thanks, Gareth.
So you've been the CFO of SANRAL for almost two decades. Why do you believe that it's important for financial officers in public sector organizations like SANRAL to be professional?
Well, for me, as the employer, you have certain objectives. You want your staff to be, professional. You want them to have integrity, ascribed to a code of ethics. So when you bring in a professional body, they assist you with actually bringing your staff into that realm where they, are governed by a code of ethics and so on. But as an employer, you're also looking for ensuring that your staff can develop and have a career. And I think for employees, it's important to, where is their development, personal development going towards, and gives them a sense of achievement, which is what we are trying to do.
So what sort of a difference are you hoping to see from the process of professionalizing your finance team?
SANRAL is, as a public entity, most of the people that work in finance at SANRAL have been there their whole lives. And whether they've got any qualifications or not, they've had a lot of experience in doing what they do. And the one thing I'm trying to get is to give them at least, recognition for that experience. Mm. As we would have people with matric, but they've been doing this accounting for 20 years, and it's just give them that little bit of a recognition for past experience, which SAICA then does in their, one of the processes being the AT process. And then also for those, that didn't go further, they wanted to do the BCom, they've done that, whether now in working environment or previously. And also then to give them that opportunity to grow further, give them a little bit more of a broader perspective than just what they're currently doing. And I think that is where I'm aiming at. Accounting also changes like the world of technology changes. Mm. You can't keep on being a data capturer. So we're moving away from having people that captures invoices to having systems that do that for you. So. Right. And rather than just giving everybody say, okay, sorry, you don't have the required skills, it gives them the opportunity then to upskill and move away from where we were and adapt to the new environment. So that for me is very important.
That sounds really interesting because I think a lot of people seem to confuse your qualifications very often with your ability to be a professional and to gain through experience the ability of being an even better professional than some qualifications might give you straight out of university. That's really interesting in accounting because, so many people think it's just you learn these processes, you learn how to capture the data, you learn how to input it into various systems. But it is so much more than that if you're an accountant. And if you have experience, that somehow is more valuable, right?
Absolutely. I think if you take a normal example, what you learn in accounting, and whether it's matric or whether you do BCom, you learn a set of rules, and this is debits and this is credits and this is where you do this and that. But nothing gives you that experience than working in an environment where I can guarantee you 9 times out of 10, you don't know what the debit and credit should be. There's a discussion that needs to happen. There's some kind of analysis that needs to happen. And the bigger part of that is now that you have the data and now the computer does it for you, so now what? Yeah. Now you have to be able to interpret the information. And that's where the add-ons come and getting people to understand what is it that this thing tells me. If it looks like this, why is it looking like this? And you know, that kind of getting to information as opposed to just doing my work from 8 to 9.
Yeah, I suppose for a lot of people, they think that accountants are also just counting the hours. And maybe in some companies they are. But what you're telling me is that there is so much more to it. And you really need to understand what's going on around you and in the company. Now, yes. You obviously have a slightly tougher job than most, because your company is audited by the Auditor General. And there's a whole department there that makes sure that everything that's being done is done properly, and you are given a clean audit if that's the case. And how do you ensure that you get a clean audit when the AG comes along and does their reporting?
I think this is exactly what we're trying to say, is you have to be proactive. I can't wait for the AG to come and say, okay, this thing is wrong, that thing is wrong, because then you'll never get there. So in order to get to a clean audit, you first have to clean house. So what we do on a regular basis, you do, and smart words would be do a risk assessment and so on. But this is not to understand from an employee sitting there in the region doing X, Y, and Z, for him to be able to identify what is at risk or what is a control measure that I need to put in place. You know, you have to give them a little bit of opportunity to go through these things. They have to interact with other people to see, okay, but this is how they do it. You know, this is where that professional environment gives you that, people call it networking. It's really, for me, if you take it down to the basis, people must see what the other things are, that the way they do it, and, oh, I didn't even think about this thing could be done differently, or this is wrong. That's our big thing, is to be proactive in determining where we can do something better in order to make sure that there isn't something that falls off the table. You know, often people focus so much on fraud that they forget there's other things than, you know, the normal things. It may never lead to fraud, but it may lead to an incorrect number on which you make a decision.
Yeah.
So, and that's the basics that we have to deal with in order to get to a point where we can actually make sense of the information that comes out at the end.
Well, I do want to talk about professionalizing the finance team. And this is mostly because, you know, SAICA are the ones who introduced me to you. And I'd like to know how that professionalized finance office helps you to get better audit outcomes. And you mentioned earlier that it's about people who can think for themselves and people who can enter into discussions and not just look at the data. Are there specific ways you can illustrate this to me?
So what Sanral has done is we've established a Technical Excellence Academy, the T. So we've done this first with engineers, and the basis was, okay, so they have a degree, but they don't have the experience. So they're not, you know, not giving back or not being very productive for Sanral yet. Mm. So we started the Technical Excellence Academy, and it is grown. And now we want to extend it to all the other functions in our environment. And the big thing for Sanral is we're not just teaching people or to for Sanral's purposes, we're doing it for the country as well. That development of people to be able to capacitate the public entities, and that includes departments and so on. That has been the aim of this, the T, is in order to give the capacity where it's needed. You would know that, you know, in municipalities, departments, provinces, there's a serious lack of skills.
Yeah.
And that was the first aim that we had with this Excellence Academy, is basically to train people for the country, specifically in the public environment. So for Sanral, obviously, we would do the same for our finance staff, is to get them to the next level, get them professionalized so that they understand how processes work, how to identify an internal control measure, how to write a standard operating procedure, you know, those kind of things. So those skills are very important in order to get to whether your goal is, whether it's a clean audit or financial statements that are meaningful to stakeholders.
Now, you've been at Sanral for 17 years. What has motivated you to stay in the public sector as a chartered accountant? Because many other people will have looked at some exciting offers from the private sector and said, I'm going to go with that. What kept you there, Inga?
I really enjoy my work. I think it would be funny for people to say that in the environment that I'm in at Sanral, not being the most, sought after place in terms of the public seeing us very differently.
Yeah, the public perception is obviously not, it's not in your favor.
And not in my favor.
Yeah, so you're still there.
I'm still there. You know, it's been such a steep learning curve. When I started at Sunroll, we were really a very small entity and nobody actually knew about us. It was just, there was roads and there was departments and that's about it. So we've grown this entity from 7,000 kilometers to just over 22,000 kilometers. And the type of project I've been involved with over this time, you know, it's just been so exciting for me. And it's broadened my perspective of the country and how things operate and where this fits into that. And, you know, sometimes it's positive and sometimes it's negative. But at least I'm able to, you know, make sure that I can make a difference every day, whether it's, you know, every day is not going to be the best result, but at least you're making some strides. So it's been very exciting, some good things, some bad things. But I really do enjoy the challenges that I face every day. And at some point you just say, oh, okay, let me just get this project off. Then I'll look for something else. But there's always something else coming around the corner that keeps me busy and keeps me intrigued.
And I'm sure with something as big as Sunroll, you know, you kind of have to eat the elephant one bite at a time, right?
No, for sure, for sure. I think any job that you do in South Africa now, I mean, there you go. Now we've got COVID-19.
Yeah.
So it again changes your whole environment and what now? And nobody else has done this. You can't go and learn from somebody else. Mm-hmm. You must think this for yourself, and you're going to make mistakes. And you're going to try to do it better next time, but it's there, you know. It's every time you think it's over, then there's another thing.
Well, I appreciate you talking to us and giving us a bit of your time this morning. I'm sure you have big, important things to worry about. You've got to get people to pay those e-tolls. You've got to get people to make sure that they start using our roads and using them responsibly. And I hope that we chat again to you soon. But well done on all the work that you've done in your 17 years at Sunroll, and I wish you well.
Thanks, Gareth.
Thank you. Be Accountable, a progressive pathway to accounting excellence, brought to you by SAICA, the South African Institute of Chartered Accountants.